FM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A recalibrated indictment from Special Counsel Jack Smith, again accusing former President Trump of trying to overturn the 2020 election.
The special counsel is trying to be surgical, even removing from his indictment statements Trump made from the White House podium about the election being stolen. We expect Trump's legal team to respond in court in the coming days, but it's unlikely we will see Trump in court before the election. For his part, Trump called today's indictment ridiculous and an act of desperation. He said the case should be thrown out.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. SpaceX delayed tomorrow morning's launch of the Polaris Dawn mission due to bad weather. The IDF launching large raids in the West Bank, it says, are part of a counterterrorism offensive. A heat wave which broiled parts in the Midwest is moving into the Northeast tomorrow. A consortium of investors says it's ready to partner with the NFL now that owners are voted to allow the firms to buy limited stakes in teams. This is ABC News. Animal control officers in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, are on the hunt for a water buffalo that escaped from its owner over the weekend while loading it for slaughter.
The water buffalo still on the lam. There have been multiple sightings, but no luck in nabbing the large animal. Some residents hoping the water buffalo is okay, and others, like Don McSweeney, still in disbelief this is happening in her town.
What? I mean, I was like, really? A water buffalo? At first, I thought, you're confused.
Police are warning that the water buffalo is not friendly and say it has shown aggressive behavior and should not be approached. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A consortium of investors says it's looking forward to partnering with the NFL now that owners have voted in favor of a major change at a special session in Minnesota called by Commissioner Roger Goodell. The new ownership rules will allow the firms to buy limited stakes in the teams. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not take up a case from a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, at least not yet. The group was trying to bypass the appellate court and go straight to the state's highest judiciary. Voss is one of the state's most powerful Republicans. He's been targeted by both Democrats and supporters of Donald Trump. And we're only about a week away from the first day of school for many Wisconsin kids. That means you'll see tons more buses on the road. Melissa Kay has a refresher on some basic bus safety.
You can do your part to help keep our kids safe. When the yellow lights are flashing on a school bus, slow down and prepare to stop. When red lights are flashing, vehicles need to stop from both directions until students are out of the roadway and the lights go off.
For most public school districts across Wisconsin, the first day of class is after Labor Day. Many of them begin Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you're with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms winding down here in the overnight. We'll see plenty of clouds and some patchy fog forming as well. Temperatures dropping to the middle 50s. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Wednesday as high temperatures warm to the lower 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, a woman who spoke at the Democratic convention talks about the progress finally being made to remove lead water pipes in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
70 days till Election Day. We had a lot of talk about today. Confederate voter intimidation 2.0, the GOP's dark strategy for winning. Also, Dear Media, Kamala Harris is not destroying Trump's masculinity. She's after his patriarchy. We'll talk about that. That's a fascinating story. And MAGA is triggered by Doug Emhoff's daughter because she doesn't fit their control of women and is a free spirit. And she has a lot of tattoos. In the second hour of our program, the Satanic Temple is clashing with the state of Florida over definitions. I would think that Buddhists and Unitarians would be pretty pissed off, too. We'll get into that. If religion is going to be taught in schools, why can't, the Satanic Temple provide pastors? Also, Republicans are waking up to democracy. This is kind of good news. Over 200 former senior Republican officials have signed on to the Harris Walls campaign and are endorsing them. And geeky science, how trees help your heart. Seriously. In the third hour of our program, Michael Lewis is going to drop by. He's got a new book, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. Looks fascinating. So a lot to talk about today. I wanted to start out with essentially recapping our guest from yesterday. You know, we had Gabriel Rosales on yesterday afternoon, and Gabriel was telling us the story about how the LULAC appears to have been targeted by Ken Paxton. He's going after this voting rights group, this Hispanic voting rights group in Texas. This was a strategy in the era from 1870 to around 1900 or 19, well, you know, all the way into the 1960s, frankly. But in a big way, because what had happened is in the 1860s and early 1870s, a lot of black people started voting, right? This was while Reconstruction was still functioning. This was during the administration of Ulysses Grant. And so many black people voted that in South Carolina, black people took over their legislature. And so once Reconstruction failed with the famous stab in the back in 1876, what happened was that they started arresting black voters. They just started going after them. And this was not a good thing. This was extremely problematic. So, they were just terrifying people. Well, you know, we thought, frankly, that those times were behind us, that was just something that was, you know, back there during the time of the failure of Reconstruction. Well, it turns out in 2018, you know, Ron DeSantis was looking at, in 2022, Ron DeSantis was up for re-election. 2 years ago. And so what does he do? And the election's going to be in November. So in August, he puts together this special police force to go after so-called voter fraud. And, you know, issues a bunch of arrest warrants against black voters, parades them in front of the cameras. Not a single one has been convicted, by the way. Not one conviction. But it didn't matter. It so suppressed the black vote. I mean, this is really something to think about. This is astonishing. In 2018, this is a quote from the Palm Beach Daily News. In 2018, before the new voting laws were enacted, you know, that allowed him to arrest these black people. In 2018, before the new voting laws were enacted, the state had a 63% turnout among registered voters in the midterms. This year, another midterm election, turnout dropped to 54%. So voter turnout in Florida goes from 63% to 54% as a result of Ron DeSantis just arresting 20-some-odd black people and parading them in front of the cameras. Well, the guys in Texas, particularly, you know, accused felon Ken Paxton, the attorney general, notoriously corrupt Republican attorney general of Texas, this perked up their ears. I mean, they've already put 2 million people on the so-called suspense list, where you get a provisional ballot, and it doesn't get counted unless you show up in the offices of the Secretary of State or a county office and say, "Hi, I'm here," you know, and I'm actually me, and you show your ID and all this other stuff. So, number one, they knocked 2 million people essentially off the voting rolls. You know, their ballots, they will vote, but their ballots won't be counted. And then now they're sending, you know, police officers into Hispanic neighborhoods to kick in doors and arrest Latino voters. And, you know, it appears to be that they're specifically going after LULAC. In 2021, Paxton bragged about how he, you know, in Texas, they really only hold political power by virtue of voter suppression. You know, he said this, you know, he was on Steve Bannon's show, Ken Paxton was, and he said, if we'd lost Harris County mail-in ballots, they wanted to send out 2.5 million, and we were able to stop every one of them. Had we not done that, we would have been one of those battleground states, and Donald Trump would have lost the election. So they purged millions of Texas voters, most in the big cities, off the voting rolls over the past few years. They put 2 million on the suspense list. They prevented Houstonians and, frankly, people in any city in Texas from voting by mail in 2020. And now their newest trick is to intimidate minority voters. One of the LULAC Texas members, the LULAC is the League of United Latin American Citizens. One of their members, and by the way, it's one of the oldest Latino voting and civil rights groups in the country, and retired school teacher, 87-year-old Lydia Martinez, was publicly speaking out against Ken Paxton when he forbade Texans from getting their ballots by the mail in 2020. So he got his revenge this week. At 6 in the morning, according to the New York Times, 9 officers, some with guns, showed up at her home after having broken down a door to raid the home of Manuel Bedita, the chair of the Tejano Democrats. Martinez asked who was at the door, and the Times noted the officers then pushed open the door and invaded her home. She said they told her they came because she had filled out a report saying that older residents were not getting their mail ballots. And she says, yes, I did that. For 35 years, she's been a member of LULAC, the New York Times reports, the civil rights group helping Latino residents stay engaged in politics. Much of her work included instructing older residents and veterans on how to fill out voter registration cards. Two of the agents, again quoting the New York Times here, two of the agents went to her bedroom and searched everywhere. My underwear, my nightgown, everything. They went through everything, Ms. Martinez recalled. They took her laptop, her phone, her planner, and some documents. An 87-year-old woman. All across the state, apparently, police were raiding the homes of Hispanic voters. The head of Texas LULAC, Gabriel Rosales, was on our program yesterday and said this is pure intimidation. When the New York Times asked Attorney General Paxton for an explanation, he said, secure elections are the cornerstone of our republic. We talked about this with Greg Pallas yesterday, too. And he made the point that, you know, at least the former Confederate slave states of Texas, Georgia, and Florida would all be blue states were it not for voter suppression, voter purges, and the intimidation of black and Hispanic voters. There's no doubt about it, you know, Pallas said. It's just demographics. This has been a fundamental core strategy of Republican efforts to hold power once they take over a state since the 1960s. Remember Paul Weyrich? I used to play this clip on the program all the time, and then, you know, it's funny because I played this clip for probably 15 years on this program of Paul Weyrich going, you know, I don't want everybody to vote. Like, as a matter of fact, our leverage in the election quite candidly goes up as the voting populace goes down. And then somehow at some point the rest of the media discovered it and they started playing it. So I won't play it for you right now because I just quoted it, but you get the point. That was in 1980. He was talking to a group of Texas Republicans in a church in Dallas. And he said, we don't want people to vote. William Rehnquist, the former Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, made his chops in the GOP with Operation Eagle Eye, where he'd stand outside Hispanic and Native American polling places and challenge and intimidate would-be voters. Voter suppression is now a primary tool for Republicans, which is why when Katie Hobbs signed an executive order just last week, she's the Democratic governor of Arizona, she signed an executive order just last week expanding the locations across the state where people can vote, the Arizona Republican Party sued to prevent them from opening to voters. Republicans have come to believe that they cannot retain political power without resorting to morally criminal, nakedly unethical voter suppression efforts. I mean, Trump told Fox News during the 2020, he said, and he was talking about, you know, the Congress tried to pass a law that everybody in the country could vote by mail. And it didn't, you know, the Republicans blocked it. And he said, they had things, level of voting, that if we'd ever agreed to, you'd never have a Republican elected in this country again. Yeah, that's the point. America is the only country in the world where a state must go to court to take away your gun, but doesn't even need to inform you if it prevents you from voting or keeps your vote from being counted. Now, Vice President Harris has promised to make voting rights a top priority if she's elected president and Democrats take back both houses of Congress. And this is part of what Democrats mean when they say democracy is on the ballot this fall. The John Lewis Voting Rights Enhancement Act, for example, will outlaw most of these types of voter suppression by making voting a right rather than simply a privilege. You know, the stakes for this election could not be higher. Tag, you're it. You can read all about it over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Confederate Voter Intimidation 2.0, the GOP's Dark Strategy for Winning. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. Kamala Harris wants to redefine masculinity and demolish Trump's. It's a fascinating story. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. Right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned. Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
out.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. Hayward.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but usually it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise a red flag for you. But big dog food companies know that. So they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food that dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Where the shadows grow long, there's a story of power. Where right turns to wrong, they sent out the lawmen with their badges and guns to silence the voices of those who've already won. If you can't win on the truth, then cheat where you can. And if cheating won't work, use fear as your plan. But the spirit of justice, it burns bright and true. No matter the darkness, it'll shine through and through. Elders with wisdom who've walked through the fire, now face down the echoes of a hate-filled desire. Forced to defend what's already their right, in a world where the powerful turn day into night. If you can't win on the truth, then
Yep, bet on Texas. If you can't win, then on issues, then cheat. And if you can't, if cheating doesn't get you, then intimidate. Indeed. The essence of my op-ed today. Kamala Harris wants to redefine masculinity and demolish Trump's Ilse Hoag writing for The Bulwark, which is, you know, fascinating. Bulwark is basically Republicans. Ilse notes, Democrats finally decided to vote to fight for the votes of men. They did it by recasting liberal values as those of grown-up or even evolved masculinity, and by having a presidential nominee who delivered a conventionally masculine address. In other words, you know, unlike Hillary Clinton, who was talking about, I'm a woman and we're going to shatter that glass ceiling and it's us women. And, you know, Harris didn't talk about any of that. Instead, she, I'll quote here, Vice President Kamala Harris flashed her famous smile as she promised to slay foreign enemies and lock up the bad guys coming for our country and its people. Ilse notes, men under 30 favor Trump by 11 points, while their female counterparts break for Harris by 28 points. This is the largest gender gap in history among people under 30. And in fact, with the exception of Bill Clinton in 92 and 96, white men have consistently voted Republican since the 1960s, when Democrats embraced the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. And recently, Democrats have started losing Latino men and black men. And so, you know, what this columnist for The Bulwark is noting is that Democrats are turning this around. You had Kamala Harris in a power suit. You had Tim Walz talking about masculinity, really, you know, talking about his time as a football coach and as a father. You had the son of the stepson of Kamala Harris, Cole Emhoff, talking about modern masculinity. He introduced his father. He talked about watching Doug leave his law practice after 30 years to support Kamala, and that's a true partnership. This is what their son was talking about, right? Doug Emhoff himself talking about climbing from being a McDonald's employee to a hotshot entertainment lawyer, and then his awkward first calls with Kamala, you know, when he wanted to have a blind date with her. I mean, this is an abandonment of the Republican Trump idea that masculine men, manly men, are the guys who beat people up and mistreat women, basically. I think it's marvelous. I think it's brilliant. I've got a little more on that. I'll share it with you right after this, and then I'll pick up your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And MAGA is triggered by Doug Emhoff's daughter. I'll fill that in on for you, too. Stay with us. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99. $1,000 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A recalibrated indictment from Special Counsel Jack Smith, again accusing former President Trump of trying to overturn the 2020 election.
The special counsel is trying to be surgical, even removing from his indictment statements Trump made from the White House podium about the election being stolen. We expect Trump's legal team to respond in court in the coming days, but it's unlikely we will see Trump in court before the election. For his part, Trump called today's indictment ridiculous and an act of desperation. He said the case should be thrown out.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. SpaceX delayed tomorrow morning's launch of the Polaris Dawn mission due to bad weather. The IDF launching large raids in the West Bank, it says, are part of a counterterrorism offensive. A heat wave which broiled parts in the Midwest is moving into the Northeast tomorrow. A consortium of investors says it's ready to partner with the NFL now that owners are voted to allow the firms to buy limited stakes in teams. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Could the state soon get its first national park? Representative Tom Tiffany wants to make that happen. He's proposed for the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore to become a national park. That designation would mean the area gets additional funding for conservation and projects. Wisconsin is one of 20 states without a national park. And all summer, you've had to check to make sure beaches are open because toxic algae blooms can cause them to close. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency says it's happening more and more. John Rumpler of Environment America says big factory farms are one of the main contributors.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Apparently, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez, and Meryl Streep do not provide enough star power for Only Murders in the Building. Molly Shannon will join the cast as a high-powered Hollywood producer. One of the show's high-profile stars will have a very short run on the upcoming season. It is called Only Murders in the Building. Season 4 of Only Murders in the Building premiered on Hulu August 27th. Hollywood is getting down and dirty politically. West Wing star and Get Out actor Bradley Whitford took a swipe at Cheryl Hines on social media. Hines is married to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who just dropped out of the presidential race and threw his support to Donald Trump. Whitford, a native Wisconsinite, took to X and criticized Hines for staying silent in light of her husband's endorsement and called RFK Jr. a lunatic. Hines remained vague about who she endorses for president and tried to remain diplomatic. Does anyone else smell a crazy sitcom about an incorrigible couple that just can't see eye to eye on anything? Dear God, please not another one. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms winding down here in the overnight. We'll see plenty of clouds and some patchy fog forming as well. Temperatures dropping to the middle 50s. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Wednesday as high temperatures warm to the lower 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's taking young Crudy up to his alma mater. Dom's flying solo. You got to help him out. Call the Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Tim Walz's son. And the Harris family apparently is also in their crosshairs. Doug and Kamala have two children, or Doug had two children by a former marriage, so I guess they're stepchildren for Kamala. And, you know, they fully embrace these kids. I mean, and their stepdaughter, who's 25 years old, her name is Ella Emhoff. She's really extraordinary. She's a graduate of the Parsons School of Design. She has a modeling contract with IMG. She's been declared a fashion icon. And, you know, she showed up at the DNC, and she has tattoos, apparently all over her body. And she was wearing a very unusual outfit. And Republicans decided it was too masculine. I mean, it's just like, Trump's fanboys are just in a complete meltdown over this. What's that? There we go. I was hearing music there for a minute. Richard Hanania, who's, you know, this guy who writes for Substack, he's got a Substack newsletter. He used to position himself as a conservative until the world discovered that he actually writes neo-Nazi stuff under a pseudonym. seriously. But he says, this is... Well, basically, the message here that he and other people are trying to, he said it would be a nightmare to have a daughter like her, right? That he's also a major contributor to Project 2025, another MAGA weirdo. In the past, he's denounced quote race mixing and sneered about the ugly quote ugly secular and barren white self-hating and Jewish women. End quote, that he believes are betraying their feminine duties. He said women simply didn't evolve to be decision makers in society. He said women's liberation is the end of human civilization. So this is like one of the lead guys who's criticizing Doug Emhoff's daughter for not being appropriately feminine by his definitions of femininity. And this is... You know, the subtext of this whole grievance thing, I mean, Trump is now going around doing all these podcasts, some of them fairly obscure, but the one common kind of through liner, of each of these podcasts, is, or many of these podcasts, is that they're run by guys who are white supremacists, who are misogynists, who are incels. It's like Trump is embracing the incel vote. And so here you got Tucker Carlson and Charlie Kirk complaining that Doug Emhoff's daughter is, quote, covered in tattoos. Which says that Doug Emhoff is messed up, you know, as over at Salon, they note, they said she wore a man's suit and looked like something out of a horror film. They were especially incensed that her father showed affection for his fun, fashionable daughter and freaked out that he gave his daughter a fatherly side hug during the convention. Real men, to the MAGA right, control their daughter's bodies, right? And this is just... You know, kind of an extension of J.D. Vance's childless cat ladies, and the only purpose for postmenopausal women is to care for grandchildren. I don't think this is going to help the Republican Party. I really don't. I don't think it's going to help the Trump campaign. I think this appeal to incels and misogynists, I get it. It gets him, you know, a lot of applause at his rallies. But his rallies are a very self-selected, very, very narrow slice of the American electorate. And I think Donald Trump thinks that they represent a much larger percentage of Americans than they do. And I love to hear from you on this, but I just don't think this is going to work for them. So what say you? Kim in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Kim, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm going to go totally off topic, but sort of kind of vote blue. DeSantis, or, well, we have other names for him here. He started a Great Outdoors Initiative. And that sounds like a beautiful idea. But what it entails is he's taking up 8 parks, state parks, and he's going to pave paradise, put up hotels, pickleball courts.
Oh, it's an opportunity for developers to make money on state property.
Oh, absolutely.
Developers
now,
who contribute to the DeSantis campaign.
I cannot involve my sources because I know a lot of park people, a lot. And they're not allowed to talk about it, or they get fired.
You're right.
Close to retirement. But anyway, one thing I do know is that protests are not being blocked because the Florida Fish and Wildlife, I'm probably stumbling all over myself, law protection has refused to deal with the protesters.
Oh, interesting. Is that because they agree with the protesters?
Yes.
There you go.
And so does everybody in the park system. They're all coming in glued. In fact, the way this got leaked is a whistleblower.
Yeah, of course.
And they probably figured out who it is by now, bless his heart, and he decided he just didn't care. But anyway, the reason why I'm calling is for the last 6 days, I guess, I have been emailing the poopy-doo out of everybody in the state of Florida, vote blue, vote blue, to say stop this. There's a lot of petitions going around. This is where you come in because you have the mind that you have. I joined one called, a petition called change.org. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a petition. You can donate if you want. You don't have to if you don't want, but they give you everybody's email, blah, 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 blah. It makes it easy.
Right.
But people just don't know about it.
Yeah. I
have been hitting the links everywhere you could get away with it, on Facebook, everywhere on the face of the earth. My eyes are bleeding from doing this.
Yeah. Well, keep it up, Kim. The one caution that I'd give you about petitions in general is that probably 9 out of 10 petitions are not really designed to produce any kind of change. They're designed to generate a mailing list for other purposes.
Well, basically what has happened is the hearing on this, the public hearing, was supposed to happen on the a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Because of the disgust and outpouring, they postponed it indefinitely, and they're thinking about shooting for next week. So they are cowering, and come to find out the Seminole Nation was back there measuring for drapes about 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to trace the money.
Yeah.
Now, my question to you is petitions. Are they worth the paper they're written on?
Generally not.
How many people have to sign? Am I beating myself up for nothing?
Yeah, first of all, you know, the vast majority of petitions have absolutely no legal force, and very often they're not even taken seriously by the people who are being petitioned. Most petitions, particularly the solicitations you get in text messages and on email, are simply designed to build a mailing list of people that they know will respond to things, and then eventually they'll come back to you asking for money. So,
Well, the Audubon Society and all kinds of people, there's a zillion.
Oh, there's a bunch of them are doing it. They're mostly doing it to build. If they're doing it specific to this issue, then they're probably, and it's a reputable organization, then they probably are genuinely trying to show the level of public support. But, you know, frankly, rather than asking people to sign a petition, I would encourage people to call or write a letter to the governor's office or contact their state legislators. Good.
It says call or email, and they give a whole list of people and all their addresses.
In that case,
they're making it easy for you at change.org.
In that case, it's good stuff. Kim, I got to move along, but thanks for the call, and keep up the good work. God bless you. That's great. Steve in Phoenix. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning there, Tom. I want to talk about Mueller. But
Robert Mueller, the investigation into Trump and Russia?
Yeah, you know it. But first of all, I just want to say I missed your show last week. We're over in Redondo, and I got sick. We both got sick. And I hope you had a good time in Chicago.
Oh, we
and
did.
And I'm sure it was a great show.
Yeah, it was. Thank you, Steve. So,
oh, you
so
bet.
About Mueller.
Right, right. One quick thing, if I could. A quick name for Trump. Frumpy, Grumpy, Trumpy, and also Couch Puppy Vance.
Yeah, there you go.
That's for Ziggy.
My favorite descriptor for them is simply losers, but keep going.
Well, yeah, they all work. Anyways, getting to the meat and potatoes here. This Mueller report that was done years ago here and has been kept under wraps by Bill Barr, the criminal attorney general, I would like to see Joe Biden, and you know, he can do this. It's official business. Unleash that report.
Yeah, they need to unredact it and and just let the public see it. You're absolutely right.
I agree. We got to do this before the election, and let's get the eyeballs on this so that people can see what damage they've all done.
Yeah,
that's all I got, buddy. I'll let you go.
I'm with you. It's a good one, Steve. I'm with you. And Robert Mueller specifically wrote that report for public distribution. It should never have been redacted, and frankly, Merrick Garland has had 3.5 years to unredact it and publicize it, and he has failed. And that's another one of my many criticisms of our Attorney General. Steve, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Matt and Air on Air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean,
at your
it's
house.
A whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump in Las Vegas might get Swift boated already. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Sneaky alert, when you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that would raise a red flag for you, right? But big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food the dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com, like Dr. Marty Pets, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm on vacation in Cape Cod right now.
Oh, sweet.
I'm about to hit the bowling lanes. But not until I talk with you. I'm about to talk about the Trump fans' supposed Good Reproduction Act that it says that's going to benefit women. But before I do that, just to clarify with your other caller that brought up about Bush v. Gore back in 2000, yes, it was because of Jeb Bush that started purging the voters. But you got to remember, Katherine Harris, the Secretary of State, Florida Secretary of State, who was also Bush 2's campaign co-chairwoman, that really fixed the outcome when Bush's lead was decreasing rapidly. When they finally had to start counting the Democratic district votes, they saw that Bush's lead was going to get wiped out and Gore would practically win since Florida was a deciding state. And Harris arbitrarily ordered all counting to be stopped. And that's that magic number, 537, came in. It was taken to the Supreme Court by Democrats. And then the Supreme Court, the five justices who were Reagan Bush 1 appointees, handed the presidency to George W. Bush on a silver platter in their decision. So there's a common denominator there. But, yeah, that person was spot on for bringing that up. Now, as far as Trump and J.D. Vance go, they're saying that they're not in favor of a national ban on abortion, which to me is a lot of crap. And they said that they would not impose the law, they would veto it. But then I'm saying, if you're not for a national ban on abortion, then what the hell was all this crap?
They're playing
about
a game with words here,
Wade?
Michael. They're playing. Stop
that.
Right there. No. Let me clarify. The game that they're playing with words is that Trump and Vance have defined the word ban, abortion ban, to mean that there will be no abortions under any circumstances, even to save the life of the mother. Even if she's dying in the emergency room, there shall be no abortions, period. And under that definition, that's how they say we will never allow a ban to happen, because they will never allow that particular thing to happen. But they would be perfectly happy to have a ban on abortion that includes an exception for the life of the mother, for example, which is, you know, in every abortion ban, of course, because you have to have that. So they're just playing with words, Michael. That's all. They're lying to their base. They're lying to everybody. Trump advance.
And that is why I put the question the way I did, in terms of impeaching their credibility. Yeah. Even Jen Psaki had put up a segment on her show and said that women are not stupid. Yeah. And you wonder why Tim Walz said, mind your own damn business.
Yeah, yeah. The women are not stupid line, by the way, came from Elizabeth Warren day before yesterday. When she was asked about J.D. Vance on Face the Nation, saying, oh, yeah, you know, Donald Trump will definitely veto a ban on abortion. Well, again, he meant Donald Trump would veto something that says that even if a woman is dying, she can't get an abortion. But he did not mean that Donald Trump would veto, you know, a 15-week or a 6-week or a 10-week or, you know, any of that stuff. But spot on, Michael. Thank you very much. Judy in Grand Junction, Colorado. Hey, Judy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Hi.
Haven't talked to you for a bit, but I've had some interesting things happening regarding Trump and his constant quest for more and more money. Mm-hmm. It seems he is now targeting Democratic registered voters. I received an email 2-3 weeks ago, only one time, and it did hit my spam folder, and I blocked it and haven't gotten anything since. But yesterday, I got mail from him.
Wow. I've been getting email and text messages from him forever.
Well, I understand. I understand you, because you said you contributed, but I've never have.
But see, I think I got off all those lists. You know, I unsubscribed and I spam list. But I think I think they've newly put me on, because I agree with you. I think they're going after Democrats.
I think they're going after everybody because they're desperate. So what I did was what someone suggested a long time ago on your show, was that you know, especially if it's postage paid to return it, is I marked it all up with the only place you belong is prison and no way and all this. And
mailed it back to them.
It out, put it all in, and I'm going to mail it back.
That's great.
Let them pay for it. So I was just curious. I thought I'd put it out there to see if maybe your listeners, as they call in, could comment if...
Sure. Well, you know.
If they, too, would be interested to see if they're just targeting my area.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't gotten a mailer from them that includes a self-addressed stamped envelope yet, but if I do, of course, I'll do the same thing that you did. But that's fascinating.
Yeah, I got that postal informed delivery, so I knew it was coming ahead of time.
There you go. Okay, cool. Judy, thank you. Thanks for the call. Good talking to you. It's 57 minutes past the hour. Well, it's the top of the hour here. We'll be back with you on the other side of this break. The Satanic Temple has something to say about Florida's new policies on religion.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334, NMLS Consumer Act.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that dark money groups are spending millions to hire paid canvassers in Wisconsin on behalf of Donald Trump? I'll tell you all about it next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.